The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey, Tommy, I think we should do something we've not done here before, and that is radio theater.
Ooh.
What do you think, big guy?
I'm game.
All right. So you know probably Bud Abbott and Lou Costello. They were comedians in the 40s and 50s, and they were famous for the skit Who's On First. And since we're talking about baseball, I thought this would work out well. And yes, I do have a few of you on the text line about how terrible it is to have a robot. So how about this? I will be Bud, and then you be Lou. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Bud, hey, I got my vaccination. I am now protected from the virus.
Not me. No one's going to jab a needle in my arm.
Oh, you must.
Why?
To protect me.
From the virus?
Yes.
But I thought you said you were vaccinated.
I am.
You're protected?
Correct.
From the virus?
Yes.
So I don't need a vaccination.
Oh, but you do.
Why?
To protect me.
I thought you were vaccinated.
I am.
And the vaccination protects you?
It does.
So I don't need to get vaccinated to protect you because you're already protected from the virus by the vaccination you already got.
No, you must get the vaccination to protect me from the virus.
You mean the vaccination doesn't work?
It does work.
If the vaccination works and you're protected from the virus because you already got the vaccination, then it doesn't matter if I don't get vaccinated.
Oh, but it does, because if you don't get vaccinated, you can give me the virus.
Let me see if I have this straight.
Okay.
You got the vaccination.
Yes.
The vaccination protects you from the virus.
Correct.
So it doesn't matter if I don't get the vaccination, because you're already protected from the virus.
No.
Are you telling me the vaccination doesn't work?
No, I'm telling you the vaccination does work.
Then why must I get vaccinated?
To protect me from the virus.
This doesn't make any sense.
But it does. Why don't you understand? Besides, you're required to get a vaccination, whether you like it or not.
What?
Everyone in America must get a vaccination.
Everyone?
Everyone, except a few people.
Who?
Members of Congress.
Members of Congress?
Yeah.
You're telling me everyone in America must get the vaccination except members of Congress?
And their staff.
Their staff don't have to get the vaccination?
Nope.
Why are members of Congress and their staff exempt?
Because the president needs Congress to pass his spending bills.
Oh, it's a political favor.
Of course it is.
So everyone in America must get the vaccination except members of Congress and their staff.
And postal workers.
What? Postal workers don't have to get the vaccination?
Yeah, that's correct.
I'm sure I don't want to know, but please tell me why.
Because Postal Workers Union endorsed the president.
Their exemption was not based on a medical reason?
No.
Not based on science?
Not hardly.
The decision is based on who voted for which candidate?
Ah, now you get it.
The president gets to decide who must get vaccinated and who doesn't.
Yes.
Not a doctor, but the president decides.
That's correct.
Where does the president get his medical advice?
Probably his wife.
Is she a doctor?
Yeah.
That's a relief.
But not a medical doctor.
She's not a medical doctor?
No.
How many kinds of doctors are there?
Oh, lots of them.
What kind of doctor is she?
Education.
She has...
Yeah, don't say that. ED. Oh. She has a doctorate in education, not ED, that you hear commercials for on the station.
She's a school teacher?
Correct.
Do people call school teachers doctor?
Only her and on CNN.
The bottom line is the president gets his medical advice from his wife, who is a doctor, but not a real doctor. She's just a school teacher doctor, right?
Fauci.
Fauci? What's a Fauci? Is that some kind of school teacher doctor?
Fauci is not a what, but a who.
Okay, who's Fauci?
He's also advising the president.
Is he a medical doctor?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, that's good news. So the president gets medical advice from his wife, who's not an actual doctor and doesn't know anything about medicine, and he also gets advice from a medical doctor. Does this medical doctor study viruses?
Yes.
Great.
And he helps create viruses.
Huh? What do you mean?
See, Fauci's the guy who runs the office that gave the money to the Chinese lab that created the virus.
Fauci gave his money to the Chinese?
No, not his money. He gave taxpayers' money.
Taxpayer money?
Yeah.
So the American taxpayer paid to create the virus.
You, sir, are correct.
At least Fauci told us he was doing this.
Actually, he didn't.
Nobody asked him?
Well, they did, under oath.
And he admitted he gave taxpayer money to the Chinese lab.
No, he said he didn't.
If he swore under oath that he did not fund the Chinese lab, then how did we find out he did?
you know, we actually have papers that prove Fauci did exactly what he claimed he didn't do.
Isn't that illegal to lie under oath?
Yeah.
Is Fauci going to be charged with a crime?
No.
Why not?
Well, because some lies are good lies.
You mean like telling children there's a Santa Claus?
No, that's an evil lie because it perpetuates the falsehood that happily married cisgenders, white male, do good deeds around the world. The good lies are the ones that support politically correct narratives, such as the Russians stole the 2016 election.
Oh, let's get back to the Chinese and their lab.
Okay.
The Chinese don't like us, do they?
Oh, they do. They do not.
Oh, and this Chinese lab is the place that could create the material used in biological weapons?
Yeah.
Why on earth would Fauci give it taxpayer money?
For science.
Let me get this straight. Vaccinations work because they protect us from the virus, but unvaccinated people must get vaccinated because they can give the virus to people who are already protected from the virus because they've been vaccinated, but the vaccinated can still catch the virus even though their vaccinations work.
Oh, precisely.
And the medical doctor advising the president is the one who gave American taxpayer money to the Chinese lab that created the virus that led to the global pandemic, and he lied about doing this.
Now you got it.
Fauci must be the most hated man in America.
No, Fauci is beloved.
That doesn't make any sense. Who loves him?
Oh, politicians, news media, Hollywood, big tech, and government employees who get paid to stay home during the lockdowns.
And the rest of America? The workers, entrepreneurs, first responders, farmers, tradesmen, factory workers, business owners, and families? Do they like him?
Not in the slightest.
Let me get back to this. Everyone in America must get vaccinated except for members of Congress, their staff, and members of the postal union.
And illegal immigrants.
Huh?
Illegal immigrants are exempt from getting vaccinations.
They belong to a union too?
Don't be silly.
Why are illegal immigrants exempt from getting vaccinations?
Because the president wants to immediately make them citizens so they can vote for him in 2024.
Is any of this legal?
Probably not, but that's the way it is. Thank you, Tommy. Okay, folks, that has been Radio Theater with Deb and Tommy, and we better take a quick break.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.